You lied to me? I didn't tell you the whole truth. You lied. I shook my head. All the reasons, all the things I had felt as a kid seemed ridiculous and inadequate now. I don't know. Jeez. What did he do? Deep breath. He killed a girl. How? Why? What happened? I don't really want to talk about it. You don't want to talk about it? No shit, you don't want to talk about it. He was a bad guy, Jacob, that's all. Just leave it at that. How come you never told me? Jacob, Lori cut in softly, I never knew either. I only found out last night. She laid her hand on Jacob's and rustled it. It's okay. We're still kind of figuring out how to process all this. Try to stay calm, okay? It's just... it can't be true. How come you never told me? This is my... what, my grandfather? How could you keep that from me? Who do you think you are? Jacob, watch how you talk to your father. No, it's okay, Lori. He's got a right to be upset. I am upset. Jacob, I never told you. I never told anyone because I was afraid people would look at me differently. And now I'm afraid it's how people are going to look at you, too. I didn't want that to happen. Someday, maybe someday very soon, you'll understand. He gawped at me, unsatisfied. I didn't mean for it to come to all this. I wanted to move past it. But, Dad, it's who I am. That's not how I looked at it. I had a right to know. That's not how I looked at it, Jake. I didn't have a right to know about my own family. You had a right to not know. You had a right to start with a blank slate, to be whatever you wanted to be, same as every other kid. But I wasn't the same as every other kid. Of course you were. Lori looked away. Jacob tossed himself backward in his chair. He seemed more shocked than aggrieved. The questions, the complaints, were just a way to channel his emotion. He sat there a while, deep in thought. I don't believe it, he said, bewildered. I just don't believe it. I don't believe you did that. Look, Jacob, if you want to be mad at me for lying, okay, but my intentions were good. I did this for you. Even before you were born, I did it for you. Oh, come on, you did it for yourself. I did it for myself, yes, and for my son, for the son I hoped I was going to have someday, to make things a little easier for him, for you. It didn't work out so great, did it? I think it did. I think your life has been easier than it would have been. I certainly hope so. It's been easier than mine was, that's for sure. Dad, look where we are. So? He said nothing. Lori offered in a honeyed voice, Jacob, we need to be careful how we talk to each other, okay? Try to understand your father's position even if you disagree with it. Put yourself in his shoes. Mom, you're the one who said it. I have the murder gene. I did not say that, Jacob. You implied it, of course you did. Jacob, you know I didn't say that. I don't even think there is such a thing. I was talking about other trials I read about.